Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to episode 408 on the Get Merry podcast. And we are super excited to be here with you today with a brand new episode. I'm really excited about this episode. We're going to be talking about positive affirmations and the power of them. And, you know, I think this is a really relevant subject for us because I feel like we have had quite the journey with positive affirmations. I feel like they were very much part of our journey right at the beginning of our business 11 years ago. We utilized them. We had them pinned up on all of our walls, everywhere in our house, on our fridge, on our pantry that we painted as a blackboard. It was like everywhere. Like, we use positive affirmations everywhere. Not only that, I remember, you know, we would post every day on Instagram like a positive quote, and it was always relevant to like what was happening to us. And it was always really, it was really cool to like share that with our followers and our people, and they kind of came along on this journey. And then we kind of hit this point where we kind of stopped believing in the power of them, or more so we questioned it, and we probably were hanging around with different people, and like that also influenced us and kind of made us be a little bit more cynical about it all, and kind of, I think, lose some of that magic of positive affirmations. And I think now that we've been listening to lots of other business founder journeys on the Founders Podcast, it's reminded us of the importance of positive affirmations and a positive mindset and the power of them. And now it's also come back in my hypnobirthing journey as well. And so it just makes sense that we're here now talking about it, because I feel most at home when I am using positive affirmations and I believe in the power of them. Like, that is my preference. To be like, yes, well, I think this works. Yeah.
Well, I think as well, Carla, because you also, I think from a business perspective, like between the two of us, you're the one who kind of gets stressed the most. So I think the positive affirmations really help you in business a lot, because that's the thing. That's what positive affirmations do. They help shift your thoughts.
Mm.
And it's so easy. I mean, it's so easy for us all to feel this sense of like dread and doom when we're looking at business, when we're looking at the world, when we're looking at the news. Like, it's so easy to feel that because, you know, there's messages all around us telling us this as well.
Hmm.
However, it isn't the reality for us, hopefully, in this moment right here and right now. But when we feel like that very big negativity, it becomes our reality, doesn't it, in a way? So this is where it's important to kind of look at our thoughts and look what we're repeating on repeat, the words that are on repeat in our mind. And when we throw in a positive affirmation, it can help shift it, and then this can shift our actions.
Mm.
There's so much like research as well in it. It's not just like woo-woo anymore. It's not just like whimsical, magical teachings. And I think this is where the skepticism? Is that how you say that word?
Skepticism.
You know, that's where that comes from, because, I mean, there are a lot of like, you know, guru type people, you know, telling us all this stuff that if you say this, like, magic stuff will happen. If you do this, you'll get rich. If you put this car up on your picture, I mean, on your, you know, the sports car on your board, you will get a sports car. Like, there's a lot of this out there. And so this is why those feelings rise, and it feels kind of like a fraud. It feels stupid. It feels silly. It feels like nonsense. So I think like we've come like from this way to that way and found kind of like a middle ground where we like to be, as you said, Carls. And I think like, wow, even if all it does is help you reduce your stress, isn't that amazing? Isn't that enough? And truly it is. Reduce anxiety and stress. In today's world, we need more of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's like deciding like what's your line when it comes to like positive affirmations, and I guess that element of like manifestation, because like I think that that word also is like comes along with like a whole other heap of things, and like manifestation isn't real. It's not like you just think of something and then it happens. A lot of stuff goes on in between that. But the thing that might have made you take the action to create the thing that you wanted to manifest may have been the thought that you changed. And that is the truth, because when you change a thought, it can change how you feel. And then when you change how you feel, it can change the actions that you take. And so that's the idea of manifestation. I think like that's an important thing to kind of underline. Like it doesn't just like appear. Like the sports car, for example, like that's a really funny example. But obviously like stuff has to happen in between like you wanting a sports car and then you getting a sports car. And I don't really use it. We don't really use it for, I guess, like material possessions. It's more like a feeling like that you want to create. It's more like it's more about the beliefs that you want to have about yourself and about the life that you live. For example, big one for us, obviously, going from a self-loathing mindset, a self-hating mindset, to a self-approving mindset, a self-accepting mindset, a self-compassionate mindset. And that is all to do with the thoughts that you think.
Exactly. And, you know, this is where, okay, we can look at it, manifestation for material things. Yeah, it's not real, but manifestation for, you know, the feelings, that's real. Like to be like, you know what? I want to become a self-confident person. Well, we're not going to get there by continuing those thought patterns of I'm not good enough. I'm this. I'm too much. I'm too loud. I have a bad personality. I look terrible. I'm fat, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, that's manifesting some kind of like feeling, and they're not great ones. Whereas if we want to welcome in more confidence, then we need to shift our thoughts. And I think this is where we can also get stuck with this whole positive affirmation stuff and become really kind of have an adverse reaction to them. It's when you might read examples of positive affirmation and they're like, I don't know, too much for you, or they're too far away from your reality. I love myself. That could be a really hard one for so many people, because you might not feel that, or even close to that. So then this is where we add, I accept myself. And I think almost this is even more powerful than I love myself, because it's like, I accept myself just as I am, flaws and all. I accept myself just as I am, whether society accepts me as well. Like, you know, it's from within, and it's not related to others. It's all self-acceptance. Is like freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, the thing about positive affirmations is that it can help you shift your mindset in a really simple way, because it's like a repeated phrase. So sometimes it's like, you know, if you're becoming aware of your thoughts and starting to notice, oh yeah, like I would like to shift that thought, you can kind of get stuck and not know like what to shift it to. And that's why I think having a positive affirmation to fall back on can be something that no matter what you think, like just come back to this mantra or just come back to this affirmation, and that's your thing. And it's the repetition that is the magic of this. Like, this is like the idea with positive affirmations. Like, you don't just have it, like you don't just say it once. You don't just like decide, oh, like I'm going to use a positive affirmation today in this moment. okay, yeah, I'm done using this tool now. It's not a tool that you just use once and like then it's once and done. It's like, no, you have to come back to it again and again and again. And it's a repeated thing. And this is the power of the affirmation. It's like you're repeating it so often that then it then becomes embedded in your subconscious mind. And then your mind starts to believe that it's actually true and it's actually valid. And so then it becomes your new belief because you've said it that many times. You've repeated it that many times in your mind. You've looked at it that many times. You've heard it that many times that it is just your new reality.
Yeah, and that's like magic.
It is. And like the thing is, it's like it's the brain, like the neuroplasticity of the brain creating new neural pathways regarding that statement. So yeah, like, for example, hypnobirthing, like me, I'm stressed about my birth. What's going to happen in my birth? Like, are there going to be like interventions? Am I going to have to get an episiotomy? Are they going to like give me, am I going to have to get induced? Is it going to end up in an emergency cesarean? Like, these are all the thoughts I'm having before hypnobirthing, all of the questions. Because I have no idea. I've never given birth before. I don't know. No one's told me anything. Like, I haven't done the research. Like,
yeah, but it's also like people have told you things.
Yes.
And it's terrifying.
Exactly. So that's all I had in my mind. Like, oh my God, like what am I going in for here? And then like when I went to this course and this program, like I learned so much. Like firstly, like knowledge like is power as well. Mm. Like having more knowledge about something is very, like something that is so unknown to you can be powerful. But then rephrasing all of these terms, like instead of like, you know, I'm afraid or like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. You know, I've got a set of affirmations that are like, you know, I believe in myself, my body's ability to birth, my body and my baby know what to do, my baby and I are working together, like all of these things, which sound like a little bit random, but they're actually so powerful. And like, they make me feel really confident about going into this uncertain time.
Yeah. Well, I just think as well, it's like, I imagine, because also I have not given birth before, but I imagine with all my might that you're better off going into something like this in a more relaxed manner, in a less anxious manner. And it's not like being, it's not being naive. It's understanding, okay, there's risks, right? Like it can be dangerous. And that's why you're choosing to go and be in a hospital. That's your preference in case something bad happens. And of course you're open to all this, but your goal is to have this natural birth and you're going to step forward, you know, with your best foot. Mm. And this kind of mindset and these kind of mantras are really helping you do that. And they're allowing you to let go of the stress and the anxiety. So then you can go with like a more clear kind of mind and clear, I guess, like the clouds are removed is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And not only that, but like physiologically, like, you know, if you're stressed and if you're worried, like birth is going to be not as smooth because to be able to birth a baby, like you need to be able to release oxytocin. You need to have melatonin. Like you need to be able to release these hormones in order for the body to do what it needs to do. So if you're just overthinking in your mind, like everything's going to go wrong, like what is happening here? I've got no idea. Then of course, like it's going to be a different journey to if, okay, I'm calm, I'm relaxed, I've dimmed the lights, I know what to do, like I feel confident, I'm just going to breathe, I'm not going to hold my breath, I'm not going to short, shallow breathe because we know what happens then. Then also the stress response happens. So if you know all this and then you're using these like powerful phrases, like, yeah, you're going to feel way less stressed and physiologically, like your body will be able to do what it's meant to do. And then you're open to change. And then also using affirmations and having a positive mindset makes you more likely to be adaptable to change as well, instead of, you know, instead of accepting mm-hmm. changes and accepting detours on your journey, like not just the birth journey, any journey, like a business journey. It makes you more accepting and it makes you more like innovative as well. Like if something shows up that wasn't supposed to be there, it's like, well, okay, that's all right. I've got this. because that's your default now, because now you have this epic self-belief. I've got this. Mm. I can work this out.
Mm.
And
yeah,
that is like so powerful to have that mindset. Like if your default when something goes in inverted commas wrong is I can figure this out instead of like this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Like yeah. What am I going to do? You're obviously going to take a very different action step after thinking and feeling those thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. I mean, it when you talk about it, it makes so much sense, doesn't it? And this practice of positive affirmation, it feels so worthy.
Mm.
Like it feels like, well, oh, it's so simple yet so profound. Of course I'm going to do this. Of course I'm going to make this part of my everyday. But why does it get so much flack then? Like why does it feel like people really put it down?
Mm.
And maybe it's something to do with like the negative bias of humans. I don't know. Maybe like we like the negativity. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's that whole thing of like some people are wired more positive than negative. Like there's no right or wrong. It just is.
Yeah, look, I don't know the answer to that. But as you were saying, like even, for example, you know, we've got this new meditation in Merrybody because this month our theme is positive affirmation and I'm really excited about this theme. But we created this meditation, 108 affirmation meditation. Mm-hmm. And then we go through like 12 different affirmations, really simple ones, and we do it like 9 times. So we repeat the 12 9 times. And the thing is, like after this meditation, you're going to feel really good.
Mm.
And even that, like in itself, like as we were talking about right at the start, like even just the fact of like practicing these affirmations, like you feel good in the moment.
Yeah.
So again, isn't that enough? Yeah. Like isn't that enough like to warrant this practice?
Yeah. I mean, I think like recently, I guess over the last 6 months, you know, I've had like a few breast scans and I had that biopsy. And I think I really experienced, you know, that those thoughts of like anxiety around your health and all the potential things that can go wrong. Like you can get sick, that you can get diseases. No one is immune to this stuff. And I think these meditations and positive affirmations really help for those cases too. Like these cases of high stress that just come into our life. Like, of course, they will come into our life in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Like, life is up and down. And this tool, it helps us tread through these times in perhaps like a more, I don't know what the word is, like, you know, it's not like it doesn't make it like you're still stressed and worried and you have the anxiety, but you're a little bit more calm about it.
It's like a moment of calm, isn't it? Like, yeah. You know, like a little, it's like a break almost, like from the mind, from the worry.
Ooh, and it helps you stop that kind of like imagination.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you because this is what generally happens, you know, when you go through a stressful time. Maybe it's like, you know, you're waiting on these results, a test result. Instead of your mind taking you on the journey of a potential reality of, you know, being really sick and this is going to be my life from now on and I have to get through this, how are we going to do with that? It kind of lets you sit in reality, doesn't it? It's like, okay, like this is fine. Like I've taken the steps, like I went to the doctor and I found this result and now we're getting, you know, the deeper dive to figure out if there actually is something wrong with me. And then we'll take it from there. But right now I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now I have to just be here because I can't change it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I just have to be patient and wait. So I'm going to breathe and try and be in reality, not in the anxious imagination of all the potential that can go wrong.
Mm.
And I mean, it's so easy to do that, isn't it? It's so easy to think worst case scenario. It's so easy to see everything that can go wrong in our lives and in the world.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess it's like, it's also thinking about like, well, if something is going wrong, like,
yeah.
And, you know, like, you know, you got great results. And so like that was like, wow, like how lucky. So it's like, well, if it's the opposite thing, like the thing is, it's like the practice can come with you as well, like, mm-hmm. and create those moments like of like, okay, like a moment to breathe, a moment to figure out, a moment to ponder, like, and that's also beneficial as well in those moments where, like, you know, something has actually happened and you do figure it out.
Yeah, and it's not like we're not saying it's going to magically make you better because no, it won't.
No.
However, it will help you feel a sense of peace in a moment. And sometimes that's what we need to hang on to in these really ultra stressful, hard, sad times, you know, to help us because we must keep going.
Yeah, we and must if persist. There's one,
yeah, we must persist. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, There's a lot of other things, I guess, that happen when we think about, like, the use of positive affirmations and the power of our mind. And, like, we should go through them because I think that it gets me excited. So, obviously,
it's also so exciting because we'll hear about it after your birth too.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, like, I'll tell you the birth story and, like, fingers crossed, like, all of my affirmation practicing has gone to plan. And
you know, I just imagine like all the mums listening to this and being like, you wait, Carla.
well, the people who have done hypnobirthing I know, the stories that I've heard have been very positive and they're the ones that I'm focusing on because
that
is what I'm going to focus on because what you focus on grows, which is part of positive affirmations. Our focus and attention. So by repeating positive affirmations, we obviously direct our focus and attention to these things that we're thinking about. And usually it's to something that we would like to achieve or like to, I guess, make happen. Example, a positive and calm birth. I would really like that. So if I can repeat them and focus on them and direct my attention toward them, the likelihood of it happening is increased. Because what we focus on grows. And as I've been saying, like if we are focusing on a feeling or an affirmation, like obviously your actions are going to look very different. For example, if I wasn't practicing the affirmations from the hypnobirthing, like I probably wouldn't go and practice, you know, the stretches to get my pelvis in alignment because I wouldn't be thinking about them or like I wouldn't be doing my yin yoga classes that focus on opening my hips because I wouldn't be thinking about it. So by me focusing, like by doing my affirmations, I'm also bringing it to my attention and reminding myself, remember, Carla, like you've got these other actions that you need to take, like looking after your body, making sure you drink a lot of water, making sure you do this. So there's all these other things that I'm doing like to support the positive birth and obviously the growth of the baby as well. But if I didn't focus on the affirmations, that'd just go down on my priority list.
That's so true. I mean, yeah, you'd be like, oh, I need to get work done. Like that's my priority. I need to make sure I get this done before the birth. Instead, it's like you're taking a way more balanced approach. And this is also helping lower your stress, which we know is good for everything, especially for growing and getting prepared for having a baby.
And also building a business like that. Like stress is also not good there. So like if I just put like stress with stress, like that's just not ideal. Like a calm, collected me is also better in the business and way more productive.
Totally true.
So emotional regulation, this is another thing. Positive affirmations can help us regulate emotions by shifting our mindset from negative to positive. So this in turn reduces stress and promotes overall well-being. So, I mean, this one's just obvious, right? So like we talked about it before, you know, when you're feeling those emotions of whatever it might be, we can use positive affirmations to shift that into something else. How does that happen? Because if we shift our thoughts can then create feelings. Like, and you can do this right now. You can think of something. Think of like the person that you love, like the most in the world right now. Like picture them in your mind. How does a hug feel from that person? What does their voice sound like? How do you feel in their presence? Like when you're around them. And now you're feeling that just because you were thinking about them. Like, so when we're thinking something, we can shift our emotions.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I remember this very well, you know, from shifting a negative to a kind of I won't even say positive, but from shifting a negative to not a negative. I remember it was like after a breakup, and I think sometimes after breakups, you think you're brokenhearted. Like you make it all about the person. But I think really when it comes to end of relationships, sometimes it's the sense of rejection, right? Like that's what it is, especially if they break up with you. You feel rejected. You feel unlovable. And when you have this awareness, and then when you read something like Ram Dass, which I'm going to get it, when you hear the words, you were loved just for being who you are, just for existing, that's by Ram Dass. When you hear that, when you're deep in this sense of rejection, it's like, oh, it's like a weight is lifted. It's like the clouds have cleared, even just for a moment. And you remember that just because that person doesn't love you anymore doesn't make you unlovable. Just because that person rejected you doesn't mean you are not good enough. It just wasn't right. That relationship wasn't right. And that's okay. Whether you thought otherwise, you know what? It wasn't right. If they weren't in it, then it's not right. And then you can take a step forward with like more lightness, more enthusiasm perhaps, maybe more positivity, and maybe not in that moment, but maybe if you practice enough, then you will eventually feel that sense of positivity and you will feel lovable again.
Yeah, well, I think it's really common for, you know, when I've been doing a bit of research on like positive affirmations, and obviously it comes up like, oh, like, do you feel resistance? Like when you hear these words, like, does this feel like, you know, this isn't going to work. Like, this is stupid. Like all these kinds of things. And as Emmy was saying, cause it's like so far away from what you believe now. And like, you know, that was totally us. That was us when we first discovered Louise Hay and we realized how self-hating our thoughts were. And then we started to like put post-its up. Like I don't even know what the poster said.
Like, I think we said, I am beautiful.
I am beautiful. Yeah. And it was just like, I would see that poster and I'd be like I'm feeling stupid posted.
Yeah. This would be me. I'm like, that poster is only true if I lose 10 kilos, have a spray tan, I need a new dress, I need to get a haircut.
Extremely and, like, conditional.
I need to wear this makeup, love. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
No, the poster just says you are beautiful. Like, that's it. Like, full stop. No conditions. But, yes, at the start when we started to, like, welcome in these positive affirmations about ourselves, like, we were like it was kind of like, ugh, like, yuck. Like, that's stupid. Like, you know, there was a lot of resistance. But we had done enough, like watching of the documentaries and reading of the theory that we're like, okay, well, maybe we should just persist and like just see, like let's just see. And it's okay that there's that resistance, whatever, who cares? It is what it is. Like there's a resistance. I get it. And then gradually over time, like the resistance starts to fade and you see it enough or you hear it enough or you practice it enough while doing yoga, by the way, or while meditating, by the way, or while doing your Pilates, by the way, which is the game changer. Suddenly you start to believe it and it just, you don't, it's not suddenly, it's gradual, but then you reflect and you think suddenly, what the?
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen? And it was just because of the repetition. So if you're like there where it's like, no, this is so getting roadblocks, just getting obstacles, just getting like your mind fighting back at you saying, yeah, right. Know that like that was us too. And we just persisted and know that this was like, this is us too in every belief, like not just the self-loathing. Like then there's the other ones that you can do. Like, you know, like my business is a calm environment. My business is growing. My business is abundant. Like all of these things that you can kind of welcome in, all these different thoughts. My birth is going to be calm and positive. Like my body is strong, like whatever it might be. Like every time you try and welcome in a new belief, there's probably going to be some form of resistance because there's such a strong belief already there that you're trying to change. And
yes,
we're not saying that this is easy, but we're saying that it's simple and accessible. But the ease, I wouldn't say it's easy, but I would say it's simple. And I would say that all it comes down to is consistency and priority and a little bit of self-awareness. So it is very simple, but it can feel like yuck at the start, like poison at the start. And you're just like,
what? Yeah. It feels silly. It feels stupid. Mm. It feels wanky. It feels icky. It feels yuck.
Yeah.
It feels gross. And what we will suggest is you must persist. You must. Well, you can if you want.
Bust.
But really, as Carla mentioned, the magic really came for us when we linked it to a really regular practice of our lives. And for us, that was in fact yoga and Pilates at the time. And, you know, you could link it to your exercise. If you exercise every day, maybe it's running, you could link it to that. However, with yoga and Pilates, and then we'll go a step deeper and further meditation, because these are movements linked to breath, because these are exercises that are all about being present in the moment, because there is this profound mind-body connection when you do these practices, this is why it is so strong and potent when you link it to the affirmations. It just makes sense, you know. It is this practice that will, I think, amplify and solidify your positive affirmation practice. Mm-hmm. These movement practices will make your positive affirmations work better, or work faster even. Can I say that? Maybe I should say, for me, that's what happens. You know, it might not be for you, but that's what happened to me. And I think as well, because if you don't want to have the cards and read them, if that's not your mojo, like your mojo, is that, no, that's not your jam.
Jam.
That's not your mojo. That's not your jam. Then this is where it's really cool to link it to an action.
Yes.
And this is why we have the positive mantras after our classes.
Mm-hmm.
We say our Merry Body mantra, but we also end with like a positive quote, a positive saying. And I mean, this is something that many of our Merry Body members love the most about our classes. You know, they get to the end of the class and they're waiting for that positive quote. And sometimes, you know, we might forget to add the quote, or like some glitch happens and we will get messages. Where was the quote in that class? Oh, we better get onto that. We'll fix that straight away.
Help. Yeah, it's so true. Like linking the movement with the affirmation is just such a strong, powerful practice. And it's really exciting because it's so accessible and so doable. Mm. And then obviously with the Merry Body mantra being something we repeat at the end of every class, like that has that repetitive effect of hearing it. Again, maybe the first time you're like, huh? And then you hear it the 10th time and then the 50th time and then the 1,000th time. And, you know, you actually start to repeat it in your mind or repeat it out loud.
Yeah.
And it becomes something that not only you repeat at the end of a Merry Body class, but you might find yourself just saying it like randomly, like in the day where like there might be something happening, maybe that belief gets questioned, as in like, you know, someone criticizes you or something happens at work, and then you just find yourself coming back to the mantra like, I'm amazing just as I am right here right now. And you're like, wait, where did that come from?
And I think that's the best thing, isn't it, when you experience that just shows, oh yeah, your work is doing something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because instead of your mind going, you know, after that criticism, instead of it going, oh, he's right or she's right, or yeah, why did I do that, or why didn't I do better, like I'm just so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of the mind going on that narrative after you hear that criticism, it goes straight to the I'm amazing just as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can be more objective and it can be more constructive. So perhaps, you know, perhaps the criticism, there was, I don't know, perhaps there was some, you know, truth in it. Like, we all do wrong things from time to time. And sometimes criticism can be constructive, but how we deal with it, that's important. We don't take it personally, and we don't let it be a judgment of our character. If it's at work, it's a judgment of our work. So it's like, okay, I'll learn from it.
Okay, I need to go and check on Chino because he's crying and I don't know what he's doing downstairs. But Emma, you're going to tell everyone about our upcoming 14-day movement, meditation and affirmation challenge, which I'm really excited about because we're combining everything that we've just talked about for the Marybody app. But I can literally hear him downstairs crying, tapping on something. I don't know what he's doing.
Baba. Okay, go check on Chino. So we're starting this challenge. Oh, he's right here. Chino is here. He probably thought you went missing.
He's
probably
here.
Thought you left him.
Baba, come here.
He's so cute. I'm just watching him jump on Carla's bed.
Yeah, yep. I could hear him in the background. He's fine. Chino is safe.
Chino is
safe. Okay.
He's so funny. Oh, so she's like, he was just looking in the mirror. So there's a wardrobe mirror behind Carla and he was just like staring at the mirror. He's like, giving himself some positive affirmation.
He's like, look at me. I'm beautiful. And they always call me cute. I'm cute too. I'm so cute. Look at me, the ragamuffin I am.
Oh, God, we need to end this podcast.
Yeah, we do. But no, if you are intrigued, all of our members are really excited about this challenge. And if you want to feel the power of affirmation combined with movement, combined with meditation, our upcoming 14-day challenge inside the Marybody app is perfect for you. We're going to be doing daily yoga and Pilates, daily meditation, and then each day there's a different positive affirmation to focus on. So what we're encouraging you to do is to repeat that affirmation, you know, 3 times before you start your class, 3 times before you start your meditation, and focus on that for the day, and then the next day there's a new one, and the next day there's a new one, and so on and so on and so on. Anyway, it's a plan, so you don't need to think, which I always think is great. It's all done for you. So if you would like to join us, all you have to do is download the Marybody app from your app store. We'll pop the link in the show notes. Create a free account and start your free trial. There's free 7 days. So when do we begin? The 20th of May. The 20th of May. And I'm really looking forward to this challenge. Like, I feel like adding that extra step of affirmation to focus on is going to be game changer.
Well, I just think how magical as well. Like, I just realized we decided on this theme so long ago, and now you're like working on your positive affirmations for your birth.
I know. It's so strange. It's, well, like, or it's not. It's not.
Yeah. See, there is magic. It's real.
It's real. There's magic in the air. But yes, if you've got comments, questions, feedback, or want to chat, we are always available. You can reach out on Instagram. You can email us. You can Facebook us. We would love to hear from you. If you loved this episode and you think someone would benefit from it, please share it with your friends and family, as this helps us spread the word further and wider. Otherwise, we will be back in your ears with something special next week. Next week, we're going to be sharing our 108 affirmation meditation with you.
How cool.
On the podcast. So I think that will be the perfect little entryway into your affirmations and get you excited about the challenge. All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.